back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the broadcasting lair of Zia Comics in beautiful downtown Las Cruces, New Mexico. Before I get into this review, I'm going to ask you for one favor. Subscribe to this channel. It helps us a lot. Thank you. Pandering over. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. Ah, Extreme Carnage. Scream. I was, I'm about to hit, every once in a while they saturate, symbiotes, and they're getting to that point again. It's getting to the point where I just, I'm kind of indifferent towards symbiotes now again, because, dude, everything is Venom, Carnage, Venom, Carnage. Another example right here, Extreme Carnage, Scream. Now they're going deeper into the symbiote bucket. If you remember right, Scream was one of the five symbiotes that they kind of extracted from Venom, the Life Foundation did, because they were going to make super soldiers with these symbiotes. Didn't work out well for them. So those symbiotes went out and, a lot of them bonded with other people, and Scream is one of them. The story starts out at Alchemax. Another evil organization type place. They have tons of just crazy, I don't want to say cryptidinals. Anyway, Scream is not one, but they have other crazy stuff in there. And one of the things they have is Doppelganger. Not sure if you know or remember who Doppelganger is. Let me reintroduce you. That big old six-armed, a true Spider-Man, because with his legs, that's eight. So, yeah, Doppelganger breaks out of Alchemax, and their guardsmen are trying to round him up, because one thing, he's one of their assets. Another thing, you don't want something like that running around the city, man. Doppelganger ain't right in it. He's touched. He ain't right in the head. Well, Scream kind of sees it and tries to take him down, but then she starts hearing this. Well, actually, not her. Her symbiote starts hearing it, and this is Andy. Andy and the symbiote, Andy Benton, and she had a symbiote before Scream. I believe she had Mania, and that was part of, I think, was it Flash or Eddie? Somebody gave her a piece of the Venom symbiote to kind of protect her, and it ended up bonding with her. And from that, she got the Hell Mark, because Mephisto had, I guess, put that on Venom. So not only does she have that symbiote, she also has the Hell Mark, which makes her kind of impervious to fire, and she can control lesser demons. It's a pretty nice little extra power to have. But she keeps hearing this. You see a thumb, 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 like a heartbeat or something, and it's kind of driving the Scream symbiote crazy, because it's like calling her back to her family, and she's trying to escape it, so she jumps down into the sewers. Well, guess what? That's where Carnage is. Carnage is kind of waiting on her. He's like, "Hey, welcome back, sis. We need to bond. We need to get rid of your host, and let's hook up together, and we're going to just take over." Because all Carnage wants to do is kill, maim, what have you. He's, when he bonded with Cletus Kasady, Cletus Kasady was a serial killer, or is a serial killer. And it just, yeah, Carnage is not right in the head. He's very homicidal. So they kind of, Carnage convinces Scream to kind of push the host out of her mind, and they kind of bond together. They go up and they take out all the guardsmen trying to catch them. And Andy is begging for Scream, "Please, don't do this. Don't go with Carnage." And Scream is saying, "Well, Carnage is family. I can feel the family there, and it's really pulling her to Carnage." And so Andy gets to the point where she's just like, "No, I can't let you do that." And ba-bam, that's the Hell Mark right there, ba-bam. And it dispels Scream. And she can't hear or feel Scream anymore. So we don't know if Scream is dead, doubtful that she's dead. Probably incapacitated, knocked out. Or maybe she just completely dissociated with Andy and jumped over with Carnage and they're off doing their thing. Anyway, the guardsmen are telling her, hey, we need you to give up what's left of your symbiote and come with us. And she is pretty much drained at that point, man. She just, it just shows her kind of sitting there out of it. But what I found interesting was it says next, Phage. Phage is another one of the symbiotes. I don't remember if Scream was one of the ones that they bonded together to make the hybrid, but I know Phage was. And yeah, it looks like maybe Carnage is going around and trying to get all those other symbiotes together, because when they bond together, they're stronger. And I believe Phage is the orangish one. So they're, looks like they're going to jump around. I don't know if these are all going to be one shots for each one of the symbiotes until Carnage gets them all back together, but we will see. It looks like Andy is left without a symbiote, just her hell mark. So we'll see. I don't remember who Phage is bonded to. Extreme Carnage Scream. That was my review. I honestly wouldn't subscribe to it. I would only pick it up off the shelf if you're a big symbiote fan. I'm kind of, like I said, I think they've saturated the market for symbiotes. I'm kind of over symbiotes for a while. Let it, you know, put it on the back burner, let it rest. We don't need to keep seeing symbiote after symbiote after symbiote. It gets tiring, man. But they're going to ride this train until it crashes off the rails. So, like I said, if you're a symbiote fan, that's the only way I'd pick it up off the shelf. That was my review of Extreme Carnage Scream number one. If you like that review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. And it helps us a lot. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.